Midway resident Giro Masseri has wanted to see a mountain lion ever since he moved to Utah from Italy 2.5 years ago. Masseri got that opportunity on Tuesday evening after he had finished grilling some Wagyu burgers on his porch. A half hour later, Masseri heard his roommate call him down to see the cougar that had made its way down to the Swiss Oaks condominiums to investigate the smell.
I mean, it was awesome. I always wanted to see one, so having one right in front of me, just a glass door dividing me and the animal, was really nice. Beautiful animal, you know, it was hungry, smelled my burgers for a while ago. So it came up on the porch, it did a big jump actually from under the porch, was like 10 feet high. So it jumped and then it kind of, I think, hurt us. So it was scared and it was trying to leave. That's what you see in the video that goes pacing back and forth. So that's what it was trying to do, but it was awesome.
He said he called the Division of Wildlife Resources to tell them about the sighting.
He told me that it's a usual behavior for a cat, especially this time of the year and at dusk. So the sun was down and so that's the time when they hunt. He said if I do see it again, to just let him know. Yeah, so he was like, as long as I'm not concerned, he was like, don't be worried. And I was more happy to see like something that shy and that hard to see than really scared at all.
Division of Wildlife Resources Public Information Officer Faith Jolly says this time of year, the division does receive more reports of cougars in urban areas.
The deer are migrating into lower elevation looking for food, and so the cougars will often follow. So if people do happen to see a cougar in their neighborhood or around their yard, we always recommend to stop and not run from the cougar. Sometimes that can trigger some of their natural instincts to chase. Don't ever try and approach a cougar. They are wild animals. We recommend maintain eye contact when you do come in contact with a cougar. Make yourself big. That's kind of one of the big tips that we give, is just make yourself look bigger by raising your arms, waving your arm, talk loudly, and just kind of back away slowly. And the key is you want to give them that space. If you are making yourself big and loud, they'll typically run away and leave. However, if they do ever end up attacking, you know, we always recommend to fight back. We want you to protect your head and neck area. And like I said, usually if you're aggressive enough, if you're loud enough, the cougar will leave.
Jolly recommends removing items that could attract a cougar to your area, such as pet food.
And if you have seen, or if your neighbors have reported seeing a cougar in your area, then definitely bring your pets inside for safety reasons. If there ever is a concern or a sighting in an urban area or a neighborhood, people are welcome to call one of our local DWR offices.
Jolly says dawn and dusk are particularly important times to keep pets and children closely supervised or indoors. Masseri posted the video online where some shared concerns about the cat, but Masseri emphasized that he and his housemates never felt threatened.
You know, many people freaked out on the forums and groups. Like, those are animals we built around where they live, and I live right behind the mountain. I know many people in Brook City saw the video. Just don't worry. Like, they only come if they're hungry. And it looked straight at us, was not interested, either me, the dog, or anyone. It was just trying to leave.
A video of the encounter with the mountain lion can be found on kpcw.org. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.